the Bears are in their usual tournament to kick off the season. That's the Stafford Tournament. And the Bears come in. They've got some returners from last year. It looks to be like a pretty good team, Marty. And I don't know. You never know when the bell rings for the opener what you're going to get. But hopefully we'll have a exciting team this year, and all signs point that way as the Bears bring back some high scores and some kids with a lot of talent. So hopefully we can score a few games this year.
Yeah, let's talk about the Bears first. Last year, 16-10, had a tough exit in the district tournament semifinals to Liberty. That was our last game. I think Gary Lee actually had the call on that one, but Willow up big in that game and let it get away to Liberty. Yeah. So kind of a tough end to the year, which was a pretty good year last year at 16-10, but I think expectations were a little higher than that, and I think they remain high this year. And they're going to be led by two seniors, and one in particular, their leading scorer, Colby James, is back for his senior season, and he will demand a lot of the attention from the opposition. So Colby will be a big part of this season, as will James Dean, the other senior for the Bears. And, of course, Willow will miss Jace Rogers, who feels like Jace had been here for years and years. So it's tough to look down there and not see Jace Rogers, but he's continuing his baseball career at College of the Ozarks. And we know Jace will be very successful in his next phase, but it'll be up to some of these other Bears to step up. And I think going into the year, that's probably going to be the big concern for the Bears is depth, and where does that depth come from? They didn't have a lot of it last year that hurt the Bears when people got into foul trouble and Coach Forrest had to go deep on the bench. And this year, I think that similar question remains, and there's a couple of freshmen that we noticed on the varsity roster, so there's going to be some kids that are going to have opportunities to step up and contribute.
Right. Yeah, I looked at the roster when I came in tonight. Really, first time I'd looked at the Bear roster for this year, and looked down there and saw two freshmen, and both were names that I didn't recognize. So kind of excited me a little bit that we had two freshmen on the varsity level. But you can view that two ways: is that, boy, you're really weak, or you're really weak, or you are got some real talent that's coming up.
Yeah.
So that's what you got to look for.
And knowing our coaching staff, I think they probably don't put those guys in that position unless they believe that they could contribute.
Right.
In fact, two of them listed on the roster, but talking to Coach Forrest before the game, he had to split them up because this is a tournament where the JV is playing a full tournament as well. And so one of them had to commit to JV. The other is here on the varsity roster, and we'll talk about them when they get into the game. But a lot of familiar names back on this team.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Usually that bodes well for a basketball team when you've got a lot of familiar faces coming back.
It's good to see number one down there kind of running things on the court for the Bears again. That's a familiar sight. That's Colby James.
I think he's had a good offseason and looking for big things from Colby. Made the basketball preview cover, so he's getting a lot of attention elsewhere and going to College of the Ozarks to play basketball next year. So exciting times for Colby, and looking for a big year out of Mr. James. On the Sparta side of things, that's who the Bears are tipping off with against tonight in the first round of this Stafford tournament. The Bears, the 4 seed, Sparta is the 5, so it's the 4-5 matchup, and they're coached by Derek Link, and they're 0-1 on the season. They lost to Springfield Catholic in their first game of the year last week. And in that loss, though, they had their sensational sophomore guard, Abel Hume, scored over 40 points in that game.
Wow.
So there's your guy to watch. And he's the guy that trains with Colby James, and their dads know each other really well. So Hume is going to be a key for the Sparta Trojans. And if you'll remember last year, Sparta went 13-14 last year, so a losing record. But Willow had a hard time with them in the Sparta tournament. Feels like a long time ago, but 43-42, Willow eked out a one-point win in that game.
And that was a big trade by Colby James.
That's right. It was. It was.
That got the Bears the win in that one. But that Sparta tournament,
a game they shouldn't have won,
no,
really.
That Sparta tournament was crazy for the Bears. They played They played weird that whole week.
Yeah, it was an odd, odd week.
Strange.
For sure.
Yeah, it was. Anyway, that was last year, and that's this year, and we're getting ready to take on Sparta again.
Not a lot of size on this Sparta team. They've got one guy at 6'4", and that's as tall as they run. So it should be a good matchup, at least as far as size goes for the Bears. Congratulations to Coach Cox and the Lady Bears. They tipped off their season last night with a 65-38 win over Plexico in the Van Buren Lady Dog Classic. The Lady Bears are the number two seed in that tournament and beat Plexico soundly. They'll play Greenville tonight in the semifinals of that tournament, and we'll give you updates as we get them tonight on the Lady Bears.
The boys go west and the girls go east. That's just
that seems to be the trend.
That's the way it works out for the high school girls and boys basketball teams here in Willow.
This is night two of the Stratford Invitational. Last night, the first half of games featured Seymour and Cassville. Seymour the 3 seed, Cassville the 6. It was Seymour handling them easily, 70-38. That Seymour team is going to be tough.
I don't want to play them.
No, and we're going to have to at some point. Mountain Grove is another team that's loaded,
yeah.
And they bring just about everybody back, and they beat Buffalo 76-36. So that sets up a really good semifinal game between Seymour and Mountain Grove,
yeah.
And Willow sitting at the 4 seed. They would like to advance. Stratford and Ava, the second game tonight. Stratford, the top seed. Of course, they had a tremendous year last year. I think they only had 5 losses on the season. Willow gave them one of their best games. Willow took second in this tournament a year ago and led Stratford for much of that championship game before letting it slip away towards the end. We are just about ready to go, and we're stalling just a bit to see if there's going to be a national anthem before this game.
Looking at the scores table and trying to figure out if that's going to happen or not.
It kind of looks like we're going to go right to the starting lineup.
Kind of looks that way.
We'll
kind of hold it for just a second here.
Bears in their home white with the maroon trim. Sparta, black jerseys, white and gray trim. There's a decent crowd kind of filing in for a early game as folks get off work. Colby James has his big water jug with him. He takes his hydration very seriously. And the milk jug is out on the bench tonight for the Bears. And it will very shortly know if we're going to stand for a national anthem or not.
I don't think we are. So, Jack, back at the studios, we're not coming back to you, Jack, like we said we might. So here we go. Starting lineups in the play-by-play of tonight's game. Here's Marty.
All right. Number 0 for Sparta is Abel Hume. He's a sophomore for the Sparta Trojans. Number 2 is sophomore Loveland. Number 3 is sophomore Gardner for the Trojans. Their post player, number 20, is the 6'4 senior Engel. And rounding out the starting 5 for the Trojans, it's number 30, junior Miller. Last name, the rosters were all digital tonight, so we had to do a little work to get those rosters to you. For the Bears, they're led out by their senior, number 1, Colby James. Number 2 is sophomore Caden Lee. Number 3, junior Brady James. Number 15 is junior Brody Thompson. And number 42 is senior James Dean for the Bears. That leaves McGinnis, Sriga, and Adams, the 3 on the bench for the Bears.
Well,
these split tournaments, you've got a short bench to work with. So all 8 of these guys are going to see plenty of playing time tonight. Coach Forrest and Coach Lee on the bench for the Bears. Again, a starting 5 of the James brothers, Lee Thompson, and Big Smooth, James Dean, who will jump for the Bears against Engel and the Trojans.
We're just set to get this underway of the season.
There's the tip controlled by the Trojans. Then we're underway. Hume will hand it off to Loveland. Works to the right side. Loveland on Lee. Lobs it inside. It's tipped. Controlled by Engel. Tips it back out to Hume. Hume to the free throw line. Takes a big hop inside, off the back of the rim, no good. Colby James controls the rebound. Colby into the front court, free throw line, fadeaway jumper in and out. Rebound Trojans. Two misses by each team as we start things off. No score. Hume one arms it, top of the key for Ingle, who will hand it back to Loveland. Loveland to Ingle, over to Hume on the right side. Hume puts it on the floor. He'll go baseline, gets to the block, can't get a shot off. James, Brady James, doing a nice job on him. They'll kick it back up top to Loveland, who gets away with a travel. There's a late whistle and a foul called on the Bears. Look like a Sparta travel, but that'll be our first foul of the game. And it will be on
Caden Lee.
Lob it to Hume in front of the Bear bench. Pitches it into the corner for Loveland. Loveland working on Lee. Picks up his dribble. Gives it into the corner to Miller. Miller one-arms it up top to Ingle. Top of the key back to Hume. There's your shooter. Hume pulls back for three. In and out. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Thompson. And it will stay with Sparta.
Yeah, Miller, we played a minute here and no score. Good defense man-to-man by the Bears so far.
Loveland to inbound. He'll lob it to Ingle in the paint. Ingle working on Dean. Flips it back out to Loveland. Loveland to Ingle in the corner. Ingle trying to go baseline. Dean cuts him off. Now gets to the free throw line. Work it over left side for Gardner. Ingle up top. Loveland on the left side. Throws it down low in the block. Miller kick it out to Hume. Hume takes a screen and an illegal block from the Trojans. That'll be their first foul, and it gives the ball back to Willow. No score. 6:35 to go first quarter.
Foul will be on Miller, number 30.
Colby into the front court. He'll pitch to Dean, right back to James. Colby, left side, jumper good. Colby James, the jump shot. Put the Bears up 2-0 early. Ingle up top, right side. Three ball is short by Loveland. Rebound is tipped to Brady James. Controls it out to Colby. Colby left side draws all kinds of attention. And he will get a lot of that as we go through the year. Thompson on the right side. Holds the ball on his hip, gets it to Dean at the high post. Back out to James on the right side. Colby up top. He'll pull back for three. Missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound is tipped to Hume. Hume wants to run with it. The sophomore to the top of the key. In the paint. Pull-up jumper. Nobody's fouled. And Hume will go to the line shooting two for the Trojans.
It'll be on Brady James, I believe. He was guarding him, and he has that defensive call to guard Hume tonight. No, it's on Thompson.
The Bears may have caught a break there.
Yep.
First free throw is in and out. No good from Hume. Hume scoring 40-plus in Sparta's first game.
That's a lot.
Say a lot of points. Just a sophomore. Second free throw is good. Sparta's on the board. It's 2-1 Willow with 5:44 left to go first quarter. James into the front court. Brady James on the right side. Brady with Hume guarding him. Gets loose on the right side. Nice pass into Thompson. Bobbles it. Gives it to Dean. Outside to James. Colby attacks. Runs into traffic. Gets it away to Lee in the corner. Brady James for three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound Miller and the Trojans. Miller spins. Block. Shot up. Off the backboard. No good. Colby controls the rebound. Colby back the other way across the timeline. He'll hand it to Brady. Brady kicks it over to Brody Thompson. Up top to Lee. Colby James on the right side. 3 minutes in and only 3 points combined. This seems like a first game of the year. Caden Lee at the free throw line. Pull up jumper. Banks it in. He wanted a foul. No whistle, but he gets the basket. And the Bears lead it 4-1. Hume walks it across midcourt. Throws it up top to Miller. He'll hand it back to Hume. Hume at the free throw line. Tips it out left side for Gardner. Gardner back to Hume. Hume will take a long three from the baseline, and he buries it. Sideline, rather, right in front of the Bear bench. And Hume's got all 4 points for Sparta, and we're tied at four. Lee up top for the Bears. Dean top of the key, hands it off. Brody Thompson, wide open lane to the basket. Layup is good. Great execution by the Willow offense. Bears back in front, 6-4. Hume into the front court. Gives it up top. Engel all the way to the basket, puts it off the glass, but he walks first. And it's a turnover on the Trojans, and that'll take 2 points off the board.
First turnover of the game, actually, halfway through the first quarter.
James across midcourt. Left side for Brady James. Brady to the free throw line. Kick it out to Colby in the corner. Colby, big jump stop to the block, and he's fouled going to the basket. And Colby James will go to the line shooting two for the Bears. Willow leading 6-4 with 3:43 to go in the first quarter.
Foul will be on Loveland for the Sparta Trojans. It seems like it. Doesn't seem right.
I wasn't going to go on that rabbit trail, but since you brought it up, it just is wrong, isn't it? The Sparta Trojans. First free throw is good by Colby James. Second one is good as well. I'm sure that there's a story on why they're not the Spartans, but I don't know it. Trojans into the front court. Hume, top of the key. He'll dribble to the left side, hand it off to Loveland. Loveland skips it over, right side for Engel. Engel spins it back up top to Hume. Hume to the free throw line, into the paint, throws it away. Turnover on Sparta. Bears on a little 4-0 run, and they'll have the ball back after this timeout from Sparta. We'll take a 30-second time away. You're listening to Willow Springs Bear Basketball on KUKU.
G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs is still your local hometown grocer, where you will always find fresh meats and a full-time butcher, fresh produce, staff to help you find what you're looking for, and even someone to sack and carry out your groceries. And if that's not enough reason to shop G&W Foods, they now have Pick 5 for 25 items. Save even more when you purchase 5 items with the Pick 5 label for $25. Make your hometown grocer G&W Foods
now
in downtown Woodlow Springs.
Now back to Woodlow Springs Bears Sports on KU 100.3.
And welcome back to Strafford. First game of the year for the Willow Springs Bears, taking on the Sparta Trojans, and leading 8-4 here as we're 3:24 left in the first quarter.
Lady Bears and Van Buren tonight up 37-12 at halftime.
Ooh.
Over the Lady Dogs.
Okay.
Looking good for the Lady Bears. Willow up 8-4 here, and they've got the ball. 3 minutes to go first quarter. McGinnis into the game for the Bears. Brady James holds it on the right side up top. Colby wide open three, in and out. Rebound Engel underneath for the Trojans. Good look. Just couldn't connect. Loveland open three in the corner for Sparta. No good. Rebound Lee. And the Bears have the numbers as Loveland fell down. Lee all the way to the basket. Off the glass. Missed it. McGinnis with the follow. Put it up and in. What the Bears need this year is some more rebounding and second chance opportunities. And McGinnis with a putback puts Willow up 10-4. Hume to the right side. Gives it off to Loveland. Loveland working on Brady James. Drives in. That kicks it back. Hume at the free throw line spins into the paint. Tips it back to Gardner, who draws the foul from Lee. That'll be the third foul on Willow with 2:27 to go. First quarter, Bears leading 10-4.
And the second foul on Lee. So Lee will have to come out.
Robinson in for the Trojans, along with Applegate. Grady Friga checks in for the Bears. Sparta will inbound underneath their own basket. They'll lob it right side for Hume. Hume in the paint. Big jump stop. Puts it up. No good. Missed it. Rebound underneath by Sparta. Put it up and in. Applegate with the offensive putback. Sparta back to within four. Bears quickly the other way. Colby James falling down in the paint, puts it up and in. Bears back in front by six. Sparta the other way to Applegate. Layup is no good. Rebound Friga. Ahead to James. Colby on the right side with the Bears leading by six. He'll backpedal towards center court. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, and the Bears will reset. Thompson left side for McGinnis. McGinnis, Thompson. Kicks it back to Colby James. Bears will reset once again. Shot clock is in effect. Colby's layup is no good. Just left it short. And now a fight for the rebound. James had it. They're going to call him for a foul. And Colby went back and tried to get the steal. And your coach Lee saying, hey, can't do that. That's a foul that Colby needed to preserve probably for later. That'll be his first. Fourth team foul on the Bears. Sparta ball. Willow leading 12-6. And we should have mentioned that earlier. Shot clock is in effect for this tournament.
Yeah.
And that will play a factor.
We had that last year, too.
Engel up top. He'll lob it to Applegate on the right side. Give it up to Hume at midcourt. Applegate on the left wing. There's Hume. The free throw line spins it to Gardner for three. Got it again. Gardner. The big three. Cuts Willow's lead in half. 12-9 Bears. Colby will walk it across midcourt with a minute to go in the quarter. Colby to the right side, and he's bumped and fouled. Third foul on Sparta. Willow will take it out of bounds underneath their own basket.
Hume picks up the foul. That's his first.
Not a ton of contact.
Colby was on his way to the basket, though, at the time.
Holt McGinnis. Another Bears senior will inbound for Willow. Gets it into Colby. Quick jumper is in and out. Rebound, Briga gives it to Thompson on the baseline. Thompson puts it up. Nobody's fouled. And Brody Thompson will go to the line shooting two for the Bears.
Briga's done a good job while he's been in there. He's got a couple of rebounds.
McGinnis and Briga can both provide some board help for the Bears this
right.
year. Free throw by Thompson is no good. There's a little cold shooting here to start the night. You might expect from a first game of the year. Miller comes back in for Sparta.
Bears have had more opportunities down the floor, but they haven't got any threes yet.
Second free throw is good by Thompson. 13-9, Willow by four. 45 seconds to go, first quarter, first round. Of the Sparta, or rather the Stratford Invitational. Sparta, Engel pulls up, jumper from the free throw line, won't go. Friga had the rebound, but he's fouled by Applegate, and it'll be Willow ball.
And that evens up the team fouls at four apiece.
That's actually the fifth.
Oh, okay.
On Sparta.
Okay.
We were one behind there, and
yeah.
Now Friga will shoot free throws with 37 seconds left. First foul on Applegate. Grady Friga, the junior's free throw is no good. And making his debut, the Bears throw in a freshman here, Caden Adams from Richards School.
Giving Colby James a little bit of a rest.
Bears have historically had a pretty good Richards pipeline. The Scotty Osborne group.
They started
from
that whole thing.
From recent memory, yeah. Mm-hmm. Second free throw by Friga is good. He makes one of two, 14-9. 35 seconds left, so Sparta will have to shoot before the end of the first quarter. Hume in the paint, little floater, won't go. Rebound Brady James. Might have gotten fouled, no whistle. Brady will pull it into the front court with the shot clock off. Thompson on the left wing. Back up to James at midcourt with 15. Brady. Hume playing off in the step, dribbles in, gets to the free throw line, has it poked away, stolen by Sparta, ahead to Hume. Hume has it tipped away, ball is loose on the floor. Brady picks it up with three, down to McGinnis with one, layup is good. Great sequence by the Bears, McGinnis with the finish. And the Bears, after one quarter, lead Sparta 16-9. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Second quarter getting underway here in Stratford with the Bears leading 16-9, and the Bears will have the ball as we are underway in the second quarter.
Bears leading by 7, Colby James into the front court. That's the big Indian at center court. He'll throw it underneath. Brody Thompson trying to get it to Dean, has it tipped away by Sparta, and the Bears will take it out of bounds underneath their own basket.
Only 3 field goals by Sparta in that first quarter, but 2 of them were trays, so that keeps them in the game.
Brady James will inbound, gets it to Colby on the block. He has the shot blocked, but he's able to get it back on a tip by Dean. Colby in traffic carries the ball and turns it over. And Sparta will take it back. Really a fairly cold shooting first quarter by the Bears, and still up by 7. Feel pretty good about that. Hume across the timeline. Gives it up to Gardner. Gives it right back to Hume. He'll spot for 3. It's short. Sparta there for the rebound. Get it to Engel. Engel's pass tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Trojans. And it's fair ball.
It was Applegate that lost the control of the ball there.
Bears have been active on the boards here in the first half. They've done a pretty good job of limiting Hume's damage to this point in the game. Brady James right to the Trojans. Just a bad pass, and Sparta will head the other way. Bears with the turnover, and now whistles blow underneath. And a,
what?
I think the shot clock didn't start, maybe? He pointed at the shot clock. I think it was a technical issue there. So no foul, no turnover. And the Trojans will inbound at midcourt. Hume across the timeline. It gets to the top of the key. Work to the free throw line and lob it over to Call into the game. Back to Engel for 3. No good. Over the back, but no whistle. Trojans get the rebound. Trying to go up with it. Blocked by Dean. Back to Engel. Shot up. No good. Rebound tips back to Engel again. Now Gardner for 3 won't go. And finally, the Bears get a rebound. Woo! Colby quickly into the front court. To the block. To the basket. No good. Rebound tips out of bounds off James Dean. And it'll be far to ball. Just a chaotic sequence there for both teams, and nobody scoring here in the first minute and a half of the second quarter, much like the start of the game.
Well, Applegate got a couple of, or Miller rather, got a couple of rebounds there for Sparta. That was about the highlight on one play.
Trojans have it back. Bears leading by 7. 6:30 left to go first half. Trojans in midcourt. Engel on the left side. He'll pivot. Give it up to Miller. Hands it back to Hume. Hume attacks. Gets to the block. Trying to get a shot up. Cannot. Back to Engel for an open 3. In and out. Rebound. Brady had it. It tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Sparta. And it's fair ball.
I like that call.
I think the Bears might have gotten one on that.
I think so.
We had a pretty good vantage point of that out-of-bounds call, but the Bears were hustling, and sometimes when you hustle, good things happen. Colby James will bring it across midcourt. He'll take a screen to the top of the key, pull up for a long 2. It's offline. Rebound underneath by the Trojans. Loveland back the other way, throws it out of bounds. Tipped by Colby James, going for the steal. And it will stay with the Trojans.
2 minutes have gone by here in the second quarter. Neither team has scored. It's just, it's opening game.
Rims are a little tight here in Stratford. Start things off for both teams. Loveland throws it to Hume in front of the Bear bench. Hume looking for a screen. Brady James sticking with him. Hume, cross court over to Loveland. To Gardner, top of the key. Gardner working on Colby James. Lobs it back to Hume. Hume looking for an opening. He'll muscle in into the paint, throws it up, no good. Brady James with the rebound. Gets it ahead to Lee. Lee back to Brady for a long three. It's short, and Hume's there for the rebound.
Woo.
Hume wants to run. Hume one-on-one with Lee to the basket, left it short, rebound McGinnis. Clears it out to Colby, who gets tripped. And an incidental foul called on Sparta. Now 3 minutes into the second quarter, and still nobody has scored.
Second foul on Miller, second personal. First team foul of the quarter on Sparta.
Miller comes out, Robinson back in. And Colby James brings it across midcourt. Colby to Lee, right side for McGinnis, holds it above his head. Holt. Back to James. Brady into the corner for Lee. Here's Coach Forrest from up here saying, move it. Around the horn. Brady James in the corner, bounces it to McGinnis on the baseline, spins it back to Lee, open three, got it. Caden Lee with the Bears' first three of the season.
Good ball movement by the Bears that time.
Willow by 10. 19-9, halfway through the second quarter. Engel in the paint, and we got to call a touch foul
or
on
Dean.
Dean,
rather. That's Dean's first foul.
And that's a good half for James Dean, who sometimes falls into foul trouble. He will take a little breather here as Brady Frigga checks in. Frigga's grown. He's probably the Bears' second tallest guy on the floor. Sparta will inbound. Engel hands it off to Gardner. Gardner dribbling with his right. Gets it away to Hume in the paint. Runner won't go. Hume's been cold this half. Bears get the rebound. Brady James to Colby James. To the block, to the basket. Missed. Rebound McGinnis out to Lee for three. Got it. Caden Lee feeling it. Sparta takes the timeout. 4 minutes to go until halftime. Willow leads Sparta 22-9. We'll take a 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Selling the American dream one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Halfway through the second quarter, and the Bears have shut out the Trojans here in the second quarter. 6-0, and they have a 13-point lead here. 22-9.
Trojans with the ball. Looking for some offense. Up top, Robinson to Engel. Engel's going to drive in and then kick it out to Hume for three. It's an open look. He misses it. Robinson, though, gets the rebound. And Sparta will reset. Gardner, left side to Loveland. Kick it up to Engel for three. Got it. Boy, he's had multiple opportunities from up there. He gets that one to go and makes it a 10-point game. Colby across the timeline for the Bears. Sends it to Brady into the corner for McGinnis. Inside, Brady James. So Frigga put it up, count it, and one. No. No basket. And the Bears will take it out of bounds on the sideline.
Wow.
Looks like that should have been the extension of the play, but not the call.
Second foul on Loveland.
Lee will trigger the inbound. He'll clear it out to half court for Brady James, who will hand it to Colby. Brady on the left side. One arms it to Colby. Turnaround jumper is off the mark. Frigga with the rebound. Put it up. Miss it. Rebound Sparta. Hume back the other way. Lob it underneath. Tipped out of bounds by McGinnis off of Sparta. And it's fair ball. Great effort by McGinnis. Not only tipped the pass, but tipped it off of a Trojan. And it's fair ball. The offense has not really been there so far, but the defense playing well for the Bears.
Good minutes by McGinnis, too.
That's a real good minute.
Yeah, he's like he's taking a big step this year. Lee on the left side. 2:50 to go. First half, Bears leading 22-12. Brady James, left side. Brady hands it off to Lee. Lee, top of the key. Lobs it over to Frigga. Back to Brady James. As Sparta has flipped into the zone defense.
Two on.
And there's a shot clock violation for the Bears. And that's something that was a bit of their kryptonite last year when teams flipped into that zone. First time the Bears have seen it this year. And a shot clock violation will give it back to the Trojans. The shot clock would change things, and it certainly does.
I think the Bears just forgot about it.
Yeah, I do too.
They
forgot about it.
Wasn't on their mind at all.
Hume up top. Wants to penetrate. Goes deep. Puts it up and in. 5-0 run for Sparta. They pull back to within 8. Brady James in the corner. Holds it above his head. Lobs it cross court to Thompson. Left side. Colby for 3. Got it. Wide open 3 for Colby. And the Bears back up by 11, 25-14. Hume on the other end. Hands it off to Gardner. Gardner dribbles up top of the key. Now he'll backpedal towards midcourt. Lob it into the corner and a travel on Hume. Turns it over.
.139 left to go in the quarter, and in the half, the Bears up 25-14.
First round of the Stratford Invitational. Winner will play the winner of Stratford and Ava coming up next. Brady James in the corner gets fouled. Pushed by Robinson. That'll be the fourth team foul on Sparta, and the second on Robinson. Bears will take it out of bounds near midcourt. We'll take a look at the bracket coming up at halftime, but that 1-8 matchup between Stratford and Ava, that might not be a blowout. That might be a pretty good game. Frigga underneath, puts it up and in. Grady Frigga on the baseline, gets the shot to fall. Bears match their biggest lead of the night at 13, 27-14, your score. Gardner on the block, kicks it back to Hume. On the sideline, Hume makes the move. A little give and go underneath to Miller. Puts it up and in. 27-16. Under a minute to go, first half. Colby at midcourt. Crosses it over. One arms it to Lee. Lee in the corner. Thought about it. Maybe should have taken the shot, but didn't. Set a couple of big threes this quarter. Colby off balance. 2 from the right side. Buries it. Jumper goes down. Bears back up by 13. Shot clock at 30. Game clock at 32. Engel takes the shot, has it tipped away, stolen by Frigga. Ahead to Brady James. So the basket layup is good. The steal and the basket, and the Bears are up by 15. Shot clock now off with 16 seconds to play in the half. Spartans, or the Trojans, with the ball.
Good last minute here by the Bears. Good way to end the half.
With 8 seconds, here's Hume. He's got pull back for a long 3. Missed it. Rebound Colby with 3. With 2. Half quarter off balance. No good. But the Bears head to the locker room leading Sparta 31-16. We'll come back, check in on the Lady Bears playing in the semifinals tonight and kind of preview the rest of the Stratford tournament. And the upcoming season for the Bears. Strong first half of 2025-26 as Willow leads Sparta 31-16. We'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis. In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Welcome back to Stratford, Missouri. The tournament underway here in Stratford, and second night of the tournament, actually. Fourth-seeded Willow Springs Bears leading fifth-seeded Sparta 31-16 here at the half. Stats, you ready for that?
Let's do it.
Bears are led by in scoring by Colby James. He has 11 points. Followed by Caden Lee with 8 points. Then it's 2 points for Brady James, 4 for McGinnis off the bench, 3 for Frigga off the bench, and 3 for Thompson, as the Bears put up 31 points in the first half. Rebounding, they're led by Colby James. He has 4, and Brady James has 4 as well. McGinnis, 3, Frigga, 3. So a couple of rebounds by Lee as well. So the Bears have 15 rebounds at the half and lead by the impressive score of, you think that, hey, this game is in hand, but Hume, the other guy that's the big scorer for Sparta, only has 6 points at the half, and he scored 40 the other night in the opener against Catholic. Other than that, not much scoring for Sparta. Really impressive that the Bears held Sparta to just 16 points in the first half. 3 points for Gardner, 3 points for Engel, 2 for Applegate, and 2 for Miller. And rebounding, they got 11 team rebounds in the first half, and the Bears out-rebounded them 15-11, but probably should have. And the Bears had some good bench play. Those guys coming off the bench in McGinnis and Frigga in particular. Okay, that's the scoring.
Yeah, the freshman got a little bit of playing time in there, but that will probably increase as the season goes on. But, that was some good work by the Bear bench. And in this tournament, you're playing with a short bench, only 3 guys on the bench. So,
right, they do have a JV tournament. That JV tournament makes a difference because the JV tournament going on, just you got to have personnel over there. So that takes away probably a couple of other bench players. Turnovers, I forgot those. Turnovers, not a big factor. 6 turnovers for Sparta, only 3 for the Bears. Okay, that's it.
Yeah, we've got about 20 kids over there, I think, that are going to be suited up for the JV game coming up next in the other gym here in Stratford. So good luck to our JV team and the Lady Bears. Got a good report from the Lady Bears. They beat Van Buren tonight 58-34. It was a just a
wow,
no doubter for the Lady Bears as they stomped Van Buren and head to the championship game of the Lady Dog tournament with that big win. They will play the championship game on Thursday night in that tournament. So good luck to the Lady Bears on Thursday night, and we'll keep you updated on that as we go along. Again, night two of the Stratford tournament. Last night, the seeds all held as the second-seeded Mountain Grove Panthers beat Buffalo 76-36, and Seymour, the three seed, beat six-seeded Cassville 70-38. So Seymour and Mountain Grove playing in the semifinals on Thursday night at 5:30. The other semifinal will be at 7 o'clock, and hopefully the Bears will be in there if they can finish off with a good second half here against Sparta. And then the late night game tonight is Stratford and Ava. And Ava may not have the most talent in the world, but I think that's a really well coached team, and watching them kind of get better and better each year, that kind of surprises me that Ava is the eighth seed this tournament.
Yeah, they have a lot of discipline too, and they have talent. I'd hate to say that.
I think that's going to be a better game maybe than people than people think it will.
And
so
that two and three seed game is going to be a barn burner.
That's going to be a good game.
They're going to be a blowout. There's a lot of scoring going on in that one.
Yeah, that's a couple of high-powered offenses.
Somebody will score 80 in that one.
Seymour and Mountain Grove at 5:30 on Thursday, and then the winner of this game versus the winner of Ava and Stratford on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And then again, if you're able to, head down to Van Buren on Thursday night and cheer on the Lady Bears as they play for a championship. That's a quick-moving tournament. That tournament started yesterday, and it ends on Thursday. They don't mess around.
Get them in, get them out.
In Van Buren. We're just about ready to go for the second half, and we'll take one more quick time away and come back for the third quarter here in Stratford, where the Willow Bears lead on opening night for Bear basketball. They lead Sparta after one half, 31-16. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Bear basketball on KUK.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
It's about set for the second half to get underway here at Stratford. Bears taking on the Sparta team, and it's 31-16 as we start the third quarter. Bears leading in this one by 15 points as we start the third quarter. But look out for Hume in the second half. He scored all those points against Catholic in the opener, so we were looking for him. And really, Sparta didn't have very good shooting first half, so I'm sure that will pick up for them. So Bears got to keep playing good defense and get this game under control early.
Bears looked a little tight shooting the ball, really, as well. A couple of threes by Caden Lee, and Colby James kind of warmed up as the game went on, but you'd expect to see more of that. Bears kind of shake the rust off a little bit on opening night. Just about ready to go. Reminder, shot clock in play here in the Stratford Invitational. Sparta will have the ball as we start quarter number three with the Bears leading 31-16. All starters back out there. Engel in the corner, drives in on the block, big hook shot. Malko gets his own rebound, puts it up in and out, and James Dean clears the board for the Bears. Ahead to Colby. Colby in traffic, gets popped and Ball stolen by Gardner. Gardner one on two to the basket. Missed it short. Rebound tipped out long to Engel. Engel, top of the key. Kicks it over to Gardner. Gardner takes off in the paint, puts up the runner, and it's good. Nice little scoop shot by Gardner. And the Trojans pull to within 13. It's Derek Link of the Sparta Trojans. Lee on the right wing. To James Dean at the free throw line. Looks for Colby, gives it back to Brody Thompson. Thompson takes off. Right block, puts up a shot high off the glass, no good. Rebound goes off James Dean, out of bounds. And Sparta with an opportunity to get a little momentum here to start the third quarter. Hume across midcourt. He'll hand it to Loveland. Over to Engel on the left wing. Engel to Gardner. Gardner in the paint. Layup is good. And Gardner with all 4 points here in the third quarter. And Trojans back to within 11. Colby brings it across midcourt. Dangerously close to the timeline. Hume pushes him and draws a foul. I think it was very close to being backcourt as well. But Hume will pick up his second personal first team foul on the Trojans. Bears inbound to Colby. Hume sticking with him. Colby takes off, takes the pass, drives to the block, and travels. Slides a little bit, and the Bears turn it over.
Yeah, not the kind of start you want here in the third quarter for the Bears.
Trojans on a 4-0 run. Looking for a little more here. Gardner has really triggered the offense here in the third quarter. Engel, three ball is good. Nothing but net. Up top for the big guy, Coach Forrest will take a timeout. 7-0 run by Sparta. Willow leads 31-23. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Bears with the ball. Sparta on a 7-0 run to start the second half. They've pulled to within 8. Bears with the ball, needing to get a little momentum back. Brady James at midcourt. Caden Lee on the left side. Sparta in a man defense here in the third quarter. Shot clock down to 10. Lee to Thompson in the corner. Thompson gets in the paint, shuffles his feet, but finds James Dean wide open for the layup, and the Bears are back on the board and back in front by 10, 33-23. Hume into the front court. They'll hand off to Gardner. Up top to Engel. Engel hit a big three here in the third. Hume looking for a screen, takes off, gets left locked, puts it up and in. Tough shot. But Abel Hume gets it to go. 33-25, Bears by 8. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Caden Lee across midcourt. Lee to the right side. He'll hand it off to Brady James. Gives it back to Dean, to Brady. Long jumper won't go. Rebound tip. Dean clears it back to Brady James. Colby right side for three. Got it. Colby from beyond the arc. Bears with a timely three. Back in front by 11. Hume in the paint gets fouled. And Abel Hume will go to the line shooting two for the Trojans. First foul of the quarter on the Bears.
Thompson picks up the foul. That'll be his second personal.
Hume's first free throw is good. And McGinnis checks in for James Dean. McGinnis, Thompson, Lee, and the James brothers. Five on the floor for the Bears. Second shot by Hume is good. Sparta back to within 9. single-digit game with 4:40 to play third quarter. Colby brings it across the timeline. Over to Brady James. Takes the screen, top of the key. One arms it to McGinnis, over right side for Colby. Colby to the free throw line. Three black jerseys around him. Scoops it over to Thompson, right side for Brady James. Brady takes the screen, being chased into the corner. Lee for three. No good off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped away by Engel. Engel ahead to Hume. Hume on a break. And a charge called on Hume. Brady James takes the charge, something he did very well last year. Gets up limping a little bit. But
third personal on Hume.
That's a big foul.
It is.
For the Trojans. That's their leading score. Halfway through the third quarter, picking up foul number three. Colby into the front court. Bears leading by nine. Brady James right side. McGinnis left side for Lee. Lee holds it above his head. Gives it to Brady James. Brady goes baseline. Pass cut off. Spinning jumper underneath the basket. Won't go. Rebound Engel. Engel doing a nice job on the boards this half for the Trojans. He'll hand it off to Hume. Hume attacks. Left block shot up and good. As Thompson tried to take a charge, but they weren't going to whistle that one. Hume with the basket. And it's a seven-point game. Brady James right side. Brady to Lee up top. Lee at the logo. Change in the play. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Bears with plenty of time. Colby. Thompson on the left side. Back to Colby. Free throw line. Jumper is off the mark. A rebound for Engel again, who is eating up the rebounds right now for the Trojans. Spartan with a chance to get to within five here. Spinning Hume underneath. Missed it just a little short. And Brady James with the rebound. Ahead to Colby. Colby, nice pass to a wide open McGinnis underneath. They forgot about Holt. And he was wide open. Bears back in front by nine. Gardner into the paint. Jumper offline. Rebound Brady James. Brady wants to push it down the floor. Ahead to Thompson. Thompson to the block, to the basket, count it, and one. In transition, Brody Thompson, and a chance for a three-point play.
Personal foul on the play. It'd be Miller. It'd be his third foul. Personal.
Bears back up by double digits, 40-29, with 2:32 left to go here in the third quarter. Thompson's free throw is good. 12-point lead for the Bears. Sparta back the other way in the corner. Gardner wide open three. Missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Trojans. And they'll reset with Hume up top. Engel left side open three. Buries it. Engel having a big half. And it's a 9-point game. Sparta hanging around. Bears back on offense. Colby gives it to Lee. Thompson on the left wing. He'll leave it for McGinnis. McGinnis at the free throw line. Back to Brady James. Brady at the free throw line. Little Euro step puts up the shot short, and Engel with the catch. Hands it off to Hume. Hume in the paint. Tips to Engel for three. Missed it this time. Rebound tipped out long and saved for a moment, but then off the shin and out of bounds on Gardner. It'll be Bear ball with a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Bears leading 41-32.
Sparta really picked it up on defense here in the third quarter, especially on Colby James. Hume has been on him like.
Now they switch off. Now, Loveland comes out to guard him.
With the three fouls, they had to.
Lee to Brady James. Brady lost the handle on it. It's tipped. But no, they're going to say Bears touched it last. And it's Sparta basketball, and the Trojans have an opportunity to make a little run here late in the third quarter, trailing by nine.
They're going to probably outscore the Bears here in the third quarter. They have so far.
Bears led by 15 at the half. Sparta's chipped into that. Miller up top for the Trojans. Launches it underneath, tried to go to Engel. It's tipped away. Colby comes away with it. Colby across midcourt. To the block, to the basket, count it, one. What a shot by Colby James. Flipped it up at the last second, it goes down. And Colby with a chance for a three-point play. times that Colby does things like that that just you can't really teach that. Applegate comes in for the Trojans. Bears back in front by 11. Colby can make it 12 with a made free throw here, and he does. Hume across midcourt quickly for the Trojans. He'll hand it off to Gardner. Sends in the paint, puts up a tough shot, won't go. McGinnis is there for the rebound. Clears it out to Lee. Lee to Brady James. Brady to Lee. Back to Brady. Pullback three is no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Trojans. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Gardner. Euro step to the basket. Puts it up and in. 10-point game. Shot clock is off with 30 seconds left to go in the quarter, and we'll see if the Bears want to try and play for the last shot of the frame. Leading by 10. The clock runs down to 20 here. Brady James on the sideline. Throws it to Colby. Colby, open three. He's going to take it, and it's no good. Brody Thompson with the rebound. Missed it. Tipped it out. Hume comes away with it. Hume all the way to the basket. Count it and one. Tough sequence there for the Bears. As Colby had an open three, but it, once he missed it, gave the Trojans a great opportunity. And now Hume at the line with a chance for a three-point play. And chance to make this a 7-point game. Bears just can't quite pull away. Free throw is good. 5 seconds on the clock. The Bears will have an opportunity to get a quick last-second shot here in the third quarter, leading by just 7. McGinnis inbounds to Colby with 4, 3, 2. Colby pullback 3 at the buzzer. No, just off the front of the rim. And that'll end the third quarter with Willow leading Sparta 44-37. We'll come back for the fourth quarter in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Sparta coming back in this one. We're entering the fourth quarter with a 44-37 game. Bears still ahead, but only by 7. They were outscored 21-13 in that third quarter.
Coaches have cut the halftime lead in half for the Bears. Willow trying to reassert things here in the fourth quarter. Brady James at the loco. Shot clock down to 16. Colby to the top of the key. Sparta's flipped to that zone defense with 10 on the shot clock. Colby in the corner. Spots for a contested three. It's in and out. Engel with the rebound.
Engel is killing us on the board.
Trojan down the floor in the paint. Hume behind the back layup. Hume is taken off, and it's a 5-point game.
Yep.
2-possession game. As the Trojans have come roaring back and now sitting in that 3-2 zone, which has given the Bears problems. Cross-court pass to Lee. Brady James in the corner. Back to Caden. Caden fakes the shot. He'll give it to Thompson. Thompson to Dean underneath. Gets fouled going to the basket. And Dean will go to the line shooting 2 for the Bears. 44-39 Willow with 7 minutes playing the ball game. Winner to play the winner of Stratford and Ava. That game coming up next. We will have a fairly quick post game tonight to give Ava Radio an opportunity to slide into our spot. Dean's free throw is no good off the back of the rim. Thompson, Lee, Dean, and the James brothers. Five on the floor for the Bears. Christine takes a big deep breath. His second free throw is no good. Missed them both, and Engel with another rebound for the Trojans. Hume working on James. Spins, right block, layup is good. Hume is feeling it here in the fourth quarter. It is a three-point game. The Trojans have come all the way back from 15 down. Brady James for three, no good. Hume with the rebound. Abel Hume all the way back the other direction. Shot up and in. Nearly uncontested, and Coach Forrest takes a timeout. It is a one-point game, 6:31 to play. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Well, we heard about the sophomore coming in for Sparta, and he has taken over the game here in the second half. And he shot his Trojans, who were down by 15 at the half, back within 1 point. It's 44-43, and Hume has 21 points, most of those coming in the second half.
It's been Hume on offense and Engel on the board.
Yes.
The Bears are getting 0 second chance opportunities. And the Engel-Hume combination has gotten the Trojans back to within one. The Bears, after a Coach Forrest timeout, desperately in need of a basket. The Bears with only 13 points this half. 6:25 to play in the ball game. Colby at midcourt and whistles blow. Shot clock did not start. That's the second time that's happened.
Yeah.
So the Bears will inbound again on the opposite side of the floor, and the official discussing things with the scorer's table a little bit.
It's probably a clock thing. I mean,
they're looking up at the scoreboard now and not just the shot clock. Now talking to Coach Forrest, not talking to Coach Link, so I'm not sure what the issue is, but the official, I think, just wanted to clarify a couple things. So,
stop it again. Now the other official, we have three of them. The official did not know what the other official was talking about, so he just blew his whistle.
I think we're all on the same page. Well, then now Coach Link says, well, hey,
what's going on?
Well, you're not including me in this conversation.
6:31 left in the ball game. It's a one-point game. Again, Sparta has come out with a vengeance in the second half, led by their sophomore Hume at 40 points against Catholic. He's got 21 here, and, man, he's on fire. So we'll see what's going on.
They keep looking up at the scoreboard that we really can't see that shows fouls and points for players, and that may have been a concern there that somebody was given a foul or a point that didn't have it. I don't know, but I think we're good. The Sparta fans, that's who you hear in the background, they're getting kind of wound up, as well they should. Down by 15 at the half. They trail by one. Here with just over 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Dolby James, top of the key. Brady James, right side for Lee. Lee into Brady. To Brody Thompson. Nice pass into Frigga, who gets blocked and fouled. And Frigga will go to the line shooting two free throws.
I think that's going to be on Engel. The big guy for Sparta has really sparked him as well, because he's had 7 rebounds here in the second.
That's only his first personal foul. Just the second team foul on Sparta. The Bears have not had any yet here in the fourth quarter. Free throw is good by Frigga.
And that's our first point in the fourth quarter.
The Bears getting in the scoring column here. Briga off the bench for the Bears. Second free throw is no good off the back of the rim, and Engel grabs his eighth board. And the Trojans quickly get it down to the baseline. Flick it out. Engel for three. No good. Rebound. Florida underneath. Back to Hume. Hume one-on-one with Brody Thompson. Kicks it into Engel. Engel. Back to Gardner. Gardner working on Colby, and now he'll send it back to Hume, and Hume will reset. 5:40 to play. Two-point lead. Engel for three in the lead. It is short. Colby James skies for a great rebound. Cross midcourt. Colby to the free throw line. Jumper is offline. Rebound comes out long, and Applegate falls down going for it, but a timeout called by Coach Link and the Trojans. Sparta will have the ball when we come back. 5.5 minutes to play. Willow leading by two. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Selling the American dream one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Bears have been outscored 6-1 here in the fourth quarter and lead, but still lead by 2, 45-43. But Sparta has all the momentum. They have come from 15 points down in at halftime to basically get the lead. They're close to the lead. This trip down the floor, they can tie the Bears or take the lead because they have the ball when we return to action. Still 5:27 left in the game. Lots of time, Marty, but Bears got to pick it up a little.
Did such a good job controlling Hume in the first half, but the sophomore has gotten loose here in the second. Hume with the ball, draws the double team, kicks it into the corner. Now they flip it up top. Gardner for three in the lead. Got it.
Sparta leads for the first time tonight, 46-45 with 5 minutes to play. Outscored the Bears 9-1 here in the fourth quarter.
Colby to Caden Lee on the right wing. Up top to Brady James at the logo. Brady to Brody Thompson. Back to Brady James. Brady inside to Thompson in the paint. Runner is good. Got the shooter's roll there, and Willow back in front, 47-46, 4:45 to play in the ball game.
Need a stop. They have had very few stops on the offensive, defensive end, the Bears have.
Miller, top of the key, looking for Hume, finds him right side, open three, missed it, rims out, but there's Engel with the rebound and the putback. Can't stop Engel getting rebounds. Sparta back in front, 48-47. Colby loses the handle on it, able to get it back, gets it to Thompson. Out to Lee at the logo. 4:15 left to play. Shot clock at 20. Colby lobs it to Brady at the free throw line. Jumper is no good. In and out. Rebound Applegate and the Trojans. Bears one and done again. And now Hume will walk it across midcourt. Trojans lead by one, looking for more. Hume gives it up to Engel. Hands it back to the sophomore. Hume working on Brady James. Right block to the basket. Count it and one. And a chance for a three-point play is Sparta just continuing to keep the momentum and now building a lead.
Yep. Leading by three with a chance to make it a two-possession game here.
Game eerily similar to the game last year between Willow and Sparta, where it took a last-second three for the Bears to win that one. Free throw is no good by Hume. McGinnis with the rebound. It remains a one-possession game, but the Bears now on the wrong side of that one possession. Trailing 50-47. Colby James up top. Long two buries it. He was about 6 inches from that being a three, but he'll take the two and make it a one-point game. 3:25 left to play. Sparta by one. Hume drifts to the right side. Working on Brady James. He'll get to the free throw line. Spins in the paint. Has it swatted away. Engel picks it up. Gives it back to Hume. Hume at the free throw line. Off balance runner. Won't go. Nobody there for the rebound for the Bears.
Carter's got it, put it up and in. Applegate with a three-point opportunity on a ball the Bears forgot to rebound. Three-point lead for Sparta. Chance to make it a two-possession game when we come back. Coach Forrest with the timeout. 3 minutes left to play. We'll take a 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Well, Sparta has come back in this one to take a lead 52-49 over the Bears. Wow, the Bears had a big collapse here in the second half. They let Hume get going, and they have quit. Well, they haven't quit, but they have just slowed up on the offensive end. They haven't been able to score. The pressure has been put on Colby James. The Bears have scored very few points here, only 5 points in this fourth quarter.
Rebounds have been a huge part of that, as Ingold is getting tons of second chance opportunities. The Bears are one and done.
Yep.
Miller at the line. I incorrectly thought that was Applegate with the and one. It was Miller. His free throw is up and no good offline, but there's Ingold with another rebound. Licks it out to Hume, and Sparta's got another opportunity. Leading by three with 3 minutes to play. Ingold in the paint. Tips it back to Hume, and now Sparta kind of slowing things down a little bit. Gardner going to take it to the block, left it short, and a foul on the rebound coming on Thompson, I believe, with Miller back at the line shooting two.
Oh, that's non-shooting foul, isn't it?
Nah, he was going up. So.
Okay.
Thompson's fourth personal. Third team foul on the Bears. Miller's free throw is good. Hit high off the back of the rim and fall through, and that's the kind of shooting the Trojans have been doing here in the second half.
They didn't do it in the first half.
No, they were cold the first half, but man, have they woken up. Now lead by four with 2:48 to play. Second free throw is good. 5-point lead for Sparta. It's a 20-point swing. Bears led by 15 at the half. They trail by five with 2:40 to play. Colby at the free throw line. Long two won't go, and a rebound for Ingold. More of the same. One and done for the Bears. And Sparta has a chance to take this down to the two-minute warning with at least a two-possession lead. Hume kicks it out to Gardner. Gardner draws the trap up top. Ingold goes to work, gets to the block, lays it up and in. 7-point lead for Sparta. 2 minutes left to play. Colby James across midcourt. Colby works to the right side. Being chased by Hume, and a 5-second call will turn it over. James kept the dribble. Sparta will have the ball, and the Bears just self-destructing here.
Yep.
In the last couple of minutes. And unfortunately, very similar to the last game of last season against the Liberty Eagles, where the Bears had a double-digit lead at halftime and just let it slip away. Under two to play. Sparta with the ball, and they can be selective. Gardner will take a three, and the Bears can say thank you for that as Brady James comes away with the rebound. Lee to James in transition, tries to go to Frigga, tipped and saved by the Trojans. Sparta dodges a bullet there as the Bears have another turnover with a minute 20 to play. Hume up top, drives in, loses a handle on it, tipped by Frigga, and it will stay with Sparta with 17 seconds on the shot clock, a minute 14 left in the game. Ava and Strafford
Coming up next, the 1-8 seed game. Started inbound. Lob it in. Three ball is no good. Rebound, though, by Sparta. Put it up and in. Applegate. Sparta leads by 9. Colby James fouled on the floor. Third foul on Sparta. The Bears will take it out of bounds. Trailing now by 9 with a minute to play. Just a shocking collapse here by the Bears.
You just have
so if you were listening at halftime, you thought, man, this is in the bag.
Let's question their mental toughness a little bit because they shouldn't be losing like this.
Lee, the free throw line. Ball tipped out of bounds off Sparta. It'll stay with Willow, but only 55 seconds now, and the Bears trailing by 9. We'll wrap it up pretty quickly at the end to make room for Ava Radio. Lead inbound. And he lobs it out. Brady James catches it near midcourt. Bears are going to have to work quickly here. Brady tips it back to Colby. Colby drives in, and he is fouled. A little hand check. Not a bad foul. Sparta's got one to give at least. Now the Bears will be shooting from here on. Stops the clock with 47 seconds to play. Still a 3-possession lead for the Trojans. And the inbound tips off of Colby, and Hume's got it, and he's fouled. Hume will go to the line shooting. No, he won't. That was on the floor. Sorry, the Bears had one more to give, so Trojans will take it out of bounds. But the Bears look like they will be bounced into the consolation round of the Stratford tournament. And that'll be Friday night at 7 o'clock.
I thought that was Thursday.
That was if they won. The loss will bump them to a Friday night game here in Stratford. And a quick foul by the Bears, but Miller on the line shooting a couple of free throws. And a timeout by Coach Forrest and the Bears. 43 seconds to play. Bears down by 9. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Stratford, disappointing second half for the Bears, led by 15 at intermission. They now trail by 9 with 43 seconds to play. First free throw is good by Miller. A 25-point swing in this game. In the second half, Bears, Stratford, or rather Sparta, getting some substitutions in there. Bears likely will move to the consolation bracket where they will play the loser of Stratford and Ava at 7 o'clock on Friday night, and then they'll turn around for their third game on Saturday. Second free throw is good. 60-49. Sparta on top. 40 seconds to play. Colby gets blocked with a runner at the free throw line. Sparta's got it back. Bears will foul and send Engel to the line. But what a performance by Coach Link and his team. You got to tip your hat to the Trojans. They did not let off the gas. Down by 15, they came out ready to roll in the third quarter. Hume had a big half. And the rebounding was dominant from Sparta. Engel makes his first free throw. Certainly a disappointing game one for the Bears. Second free throw, no good. Rebound Colby James with 30 seconds to play. Colby makes the move, leaves it for McGinnis, who gets fouled, and Holt will go to the line shooting 2 with 25 seconds to play.
Bears have scored 5 points in the second quarter, or in fourth quarter. Scored only 13 in the third quarter, so they've been held to 18 points here in the second half by this. They just turned it on, and the Bears just kind of let them do it.
One last timeout. Sparta will take a timeout. Take a 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mowage, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. We buy cars. We are not only the best place to buy a car, but we are also the best place to sell your car. Stop by with your vehicle and title for an instant cash offer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Welcome back to Bear football. It looks like a football game. The Bears is kind of scoring like a football game. But anyway, it's not been pleasant here in the second half for the Bears as they're trailing right now. 61-49 with 25 seconds left to go in the game.
Holt McGinnis will be at the line shooting a couple of free throws.
This will probably be the Bears' last opportunity to get on the scoreboard because the 35-second clock is off.
They're going to make a late substitution, get Caden Adams, their freshman, into the game. McGinnis is a shooter, and Adams was going to come in for McGinnis. So
can't do that.
McGinnis has got some blood on his jersey, so that's the issue here. They were trying to get that out, and they will, and McGinnis now will go back and shoot his free throws. The Bears, unfortunately, now will have a few days to kind of think about this and let it stew. They'd like to get back out on the court quickly. Free throw is good, but they'll have to wait till Friday night for their second game of the season. Lots of teachable moments from game one. Second free throw is missed. 61-50. Quick foul by Caden Lee on Engel. And he will be the leading scorer, I'm sure, for Sparta. But I think Engel may be your MVP. He has provided a really strong second half.
Yeah, he worked the boards real hard. Scored, had a couple big trays. Well, they've spread it out. They've got three players in double figures.
Free throw is no good. Second one is good. 62-50, 23.6 seconds to play. We'll try to talk to Coach Forrest quickly after this one. Colby James across midcourt. Colby, might as well shoot at this point. It's to Lee. Lee launches a three. No good. Rebound tipped, and Engel comes away with it. Gets it to Hume with 8 seconds. Hume will cross midcourt, and the Trojans beat the Bears 62-50. We'll come back in 1 minute to wrap things up from Stratford. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Get stats.
He's not up here yet.
All right, quick stat draw here. Hume leads all scores with 23, but he had help tonight. He had 15 points from Ingold, 12 points from Loveland, and 8 points from Miller, 4 points for Applegate. He had a lot of help. Big second-half comeback for the Sparta Trojans as they score 62. The Bears land scoring by Kobe James with 19. He's the only player in double figures, 8 for Lee, 6 for McGinnis, 2 for Brady James, 3 for Frigga, 8 for Thompson, and 2 for Dean. So there you go with the scoring. Bears just simply got outplayed badly in the second half.
Congratulations to the Lady Bears tonight. They won in the semifinals of the Van Buren Lady Dogs tournament. 58-34 over the host school Van Buren. The Lady Bears will play for the championship of that tournament on Thursday night. And we will get Coach Forrest in. And, Coach, obviously not the way you wanted to start the year. Everything looked like we were running on all cylinders at halftime, up by 15, and then the bottom eerily similar to the last game of last year.
Yeah, you know.
Just couldn't hold the lead.
Hey, they played four quarters for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, I told the guys going into half, and, you know, we've not done anything yet. And we did. We played a good first half. You know, we really guarded them well, held them to 16 points. And then, you know, I don't remember how we had 36 or something like that. But, you know, we only scored 12 points in the second half. That's limited games. You know, you can say that, you know, our legs got a little tired playing defensive there. You know, he's a good player, but, you know, I thought he got a lot easier back at the basket in the second half than he did in the first half, and we just didn't score. You know, really, we didn't score. Got a bunch of good shots, forced some things, kind of the ball movement kind of got stagnant, and they made a good adjustment at half, and we didn't. Heck, they came out on an 8-0 run to start the half. So, you know, things that we got to be better at. You know, finishing games for us, it's been a problem, and that falls back on me. We got to get them. Got to get them where we can play four quarters.
Early season, lots of teachable moments, and opportunity to come back here and kind of ride the ship a little bit on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, we'll have one of these two teams here, and obviously Ava or Stratford, and they're both going to be tough, and we'll have to play. You know, and that's the thing about our schedule. You know, there's never a night that's really an easy night. So we've got the guys that can do it. And, you know, we'll have a quick turnaround, get the guys back ready to play, and be ready to go.
All right, Friday. Thanks, Coach.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Dustin Forrest, head coach of the Willow Springs Bears, as the Bears drop this one. A tough one. 62-50 is your final. Sparta goes to 1-1. Bears drop to 0-1. We will be back with you on Friday night, 7 o'clock, against the loser of Ava and Strapper. Thanks, Jack, back to the studio, doing a great job for us. For Larry Spence, I'm Marty Spence. Good night from Strapper.
That's it for this link in the chain of Willow Springs Bear Sports. We thank you for listening and everyone who is involved in the making of this broadcast, which includes these sponsors. G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, Frigga Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. For more information on sports from around the area, go online to OzarkRadioNews.com. For now, we'll get you back to the regular programming here on KUKU 100.3, your home of the Willow Springs Bears.